Hey there, brother. How are you? This is Steve Horseman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks for watching another weekly edition of the Videos with the Ponies. We're down here at the Crow today. I wanted to shoot this video while I still had some light and tell you about an interview I had the other day with a friend and colleague. Her name is Rachel Sloan. She interviewed me about what Good Guys to Great Men is all about and what we do for men who are trying to improve their marriages and avoid divorce. We got to this one place in the interview where I told her that I think the biggest cause of divorce for men is being afraid of divorce. And she goes, "What does that mean?" And if you want to watch this whole interview, you can look down in the description part below this YouTube video and get the link to that. I think it's a 40-minute interview. There's a lot of ground we cover. But when she said, "What do you mean that the number one cause of divorce for men is them being afraid of divorce?" Well, here's what I mean by that. When we're afraid of anything, we tend to do stupid crap. We tend to think stupid things, we say stupid things, and we do stupid things. And one of the most fearful things we do when we're afraid of losing our marriage or she's moving away or pushing away from you is you start arguing, you start defending yourself, you start interrogating, you start snooping. And the last thing you do is look inward. It's really scary to look inward. And this is what fear does. Fear stops you from looking inside yourself. Now, this is the secret I know about. We have hundreds of men in the Good Guys to Great Men community, and a good percentage of them reinvent their marriages into something they never imagined could be possible. 100% of those guys who did that realized they had to drop the rope. We use that in horse training a lot. You just drop the rope. You remove all pressure. Remove expectation, remove arguing and rationalizing and trying to get to the bottom of things, trying to find certainty every single day. That is what will assuredly cause your divorce. I promise you that. So what else can you do? Well, you can do some scary crap like talking to a guy like me or joining the men's roundtable or coming to a ranch retreat or just joining the group of men who meet in Facebook 3 times every month. We call it the Good Guys to Great Men Roundtable. And one reason guys won't do that is because they're afraid. They are afraid to do something different. They're afraid what their wife will think if they see a $69 charge on a credit card. They're afraid what their mom will think. They're afraid what their friends will think. And what I'm telling you is that if you're afraid, you're not going to do the things that will likely bring about a stronger you, a more confident you, a clearer you, a calmer you, the kind of guy who actually says things and does things that help his marriage instead of destroy it. And so I want to offer you that in this video. I want you to laugh at the idea that you think that you might make a better marriage by leaning into arguments and defending and trying to interrogate and explain or rationalize your way into a better marriage. You have to drop the rope. You have to let that horse of yours get away for a while, get away from your pressure. And it would be great if she could see you getting into yourself, getting into your own way of thinking. Now, what happens when a woman finds a credit card charge for $69? What is this? What are you doing? Or what online course did you buy? Men are afraid of explaining themselves to their wives when it comes to personal development. So let me help you with that. If she says, "What the hell are you up to? I see you're buying stuff and you're really secretive about it." Or, "You're acting weird. You're acting different. I kind of like it, but I'm not sure I trust it." You know, those are the kind of things we get afraid of being confronted by the very women we're trying to keep in our life. And I'll tell you, it is absolutely badass to be part of a men's group. Our men are successful, high-achieving guys who are killing it in the world, except in their marriages. And they find out when they stop giving a frick, when they stop giving a frick about what everybody else is thinking about them and what they're doing to help themselves and to learn, then things get better. So one thing you can say to her, "Sweetheart, one thing I've decided is that I'm part of the problem, and me being part of the problem means that I have been putting way too much pressure on this. We need to both take a breath. We need to both take a step back. We need to both take this one day at a time, and we both need to take more responsibility for what we bring to the party. And I'm starting to see ways that I haven't been doing that. So that's what I'm up to. Do you want a cup of coffee or what?" Right? So you don't have to say that verbatim, but the energy of that is calm, cool, confident, and you do not give one heck about what she thinks about the fact you're having a realization that the best way to have a better marriage is to do the opposite of what you've been doing. And that is the most logical and the most sensible and most scary thing you can do is to decide you're going to stop trying with her and start trying to improve yourself and improve the way you think, the way you feel, the way you see her, the way you empathize with her, and the way you understand what's really going on deep down inside of you when you're scared and angry and you want to just fix everything. So that's my advice for you, is get involved in this community. We have hundreds of guys who are here ready to help. Some are further along than you, some may be further behind than you, but when you join this, you will feel like a badass, and you'll know it when you get here. So bring it on, brother. Thanks for watching. Bye.